I still remember the day that it felt like my eyes had finally opened and I realized that I was stuck. You see, I was a couple years into teaching and I was exhausted. I was waking up more tired than when I went to bed, and it took all the energy and motivation I had in me to show up for my kids and to show up as my optimal self. And while I was going through this time period and I realized that it was a pattern, I started looking around at all these other teachers that I was working with and wondering, how are they doing it? How are they showing up for their kids and doing all the teacher things while still showing up in an energetic and amazing way? And that's when I started to notice a pattern. You see, every year around this time of year, I was starting to feel burned out. I felt sluggish. I was exhausted. I felt drained by helping others. And it was at this point that I started to wonder, there has to be a way to break the pattern. I see all these other teachers doing it, so why can't I? So in this episode, I'm going to give you 5 strategies to break teacher burnout. That way you can save time and the years it took me to figure this out and that I wish I could have saved. So with that being said, let's get started. Hey, Impact Maker. I'm Helena, the creator of the Present Teacher Podcast. And in each episode, I'm going to help you live the life you are made for through self-care, social-emotional learning, and classroom management. You know that impact you were after when you first started teaching? Well, we're going to make it happen here. The first strategy to eliminating burnout is to build self-awareness. You see, self-awareness is being able to listen to your body and notice when these patterns arise from you. It's taking the time to stay mindfully in tune to yourself and notice when things come up for you, like fatigue and exhaustion. And there's a couple ways you can do this. One of the reasons it's so important to build self-awareness is you can't fix burnout unless you recognize you have it, right? So that's what we're doing here. And here are a couple of ways to build self-awareness in yourself. The first one is to journal. Maybe you start journaling daily or even doing a journal check-in. And then once you start noticing a pattern, that's a great way to become self-aware and notice the shift in your body and your energy. The second way is maybe you want to meditate. Maybe you take time in stillness, and as you're meditating, you notice these thoughts that are continuously coming up for you. Another way to build self-awareness is to hike in nature, sit in silence, or even breathing exercises. Either way, these are great activities to build self-awareness so that you can recognize when you're starting to go down the burnout path. That way you can recognize it and take action. The second strategy to eliminating burnout is to come up with your why. Now, this is something I'm extremely passionate about, and I know that a lot of coaches and educators miss this, but it's coming up with your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you spending time on yourself? What's your North Star? This is so important to staying motivated and to help you move along in your wellness journey. So another way you can do this is to rewrite the words you say to yourself by building your mindset. And you can do this by noticing your limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs are those mind blocks or those roadblocks that come up for you that stop you from getting you to where you want to go. So I like to think of them as construction sites on your way to work. There are these annoying little stops that come up for you along the way, and they stop you from getting you to where you want to go. Now, a way to eliminate these negative self-talk that comes up from you is rewriting them. So let's say, for example, one of my limiting beliefs is it's selfish to spend time on my own wellness journey. Well, you can rewrite this in a way that feels good to you and energetic. So one way to do that for this example would be to rewrite the limiting belief as helping myself allows me to build a greater impact with others. So number two strategy to eliminating burnout is to come up with your why. And by doing that, you can eliminate limiting beliefs and those mindset blocks that come up for you. The third strategy to eliminating burnout is to come up with a wellness plan. And there's two ways to do this. You can come up with things on the fly, like an experiment. You can try things until you find out what works for you. Or you can use a proven framework or program to get you better results faster. So by using a program, you are able to create a wellness plan that's authentic to you and your needs. That'll save you a lot of time, as opposed to doing test and trial and experimenting things until you figure out what works for you. Number four strategy to eliminating burnout is to surround yourself with like-minded educators. You see, when you're around other people doing the same as you, the faster your results will be. And I can't stress enough how amazing it is to be surrounded by other educators who are on their wellness journey and self-development like you. I wish that I had found a group of educators that were dedicated to their wellness in the beginning, because then I wouldn't have felt so alone, because teaching can feel extremely isolating, especially when it comes to health, mental health, and emotional health in general. I know there's a stigma in the teaching world or the education world when it comes to teacher wellness. And when you're able to find other educators that have said, yes, I am prioritizing myself, I am taking that step and taking care of my wellness, it will impact you in such amazing ways to do the same. And they can help you keep accountable. They can help you keep us consistent. All of these are great reasons why it's so important to surround yourself with like-minded educators. The fifth strategy to eliminate burnout, and the final one, is to get support from a professional. You see, when you have someone help you, you are saving time by having a professional walk you through step by step. And you can choose to do this on your own and experiment along the way. But when you do this, it takes a lot longer as opposed to using the experience, credentials, trainings that a professional has for you. And one way, if you would like to work with me and you have decided, yes, I want to prioritize my wellness this year, and specifically, especially over the summer, I want to start creating my foundation so that way next year I have a strong foundation and my wellness is good to go, I have a surprise for you. I have a challenge for you. Yes, a challenge. You know me, I love a good challenge. And I have a pop-up podcast challenge coming for you. It's Prioritizing Your Wellness Challenge. And so what'll happen is I have secret podcast episodes that will help you prioritize your wellness, a lot like this one, this episode, but you only get access for the length of the challenge. So if you want a step-by-step guide that walks you through everything we just talked about, if you want to come up with your why and you want to create a wellness plan, go to thepresentteacher.com/pop-up challenge and you will get notified as soon as the challenge is available. The episodes, secret episodes, are only available during the challenge. I am super excited for this. I will also put the link in the show notes. But if you are wanting to prioritize you and you want an idea on how to do that, you want support, you want a professional to walk you through, I would love to see you inside the challenge where I help you do just that. With that being said, thank you so much for joining me. Now that you have the steps to avoid burnout, I hope that you are able to take these steps and move forward throughout the week, building that self-awareness, recognizing when burnout comes up for you, and you're able to create a wellness plan that allows you to take action and move forward. And let me know on Instagram, I'm curious, at The Present Teacher, what is your favorite strategy when it comes to avoiding burnout? Thank you so much for joining me. As always, remember that we are stronger together, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, I would love it if you took a screenshot and tagged me on Instagram at The Present Teacher. Also, make sure to subscribe to get notified each time a new episode comes out. And if you have a minute, leave a review to let me know what you thought. I love hearing from you. Keep dreaming, and remember, we are stronger together.